SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Vous êtes avec SBS French.
Votre communauté, vos conversations. SBS French.
Dans la semaine politique cette semaine, l'Australie et l'Indonésie ont signé vendredi 6 février 2026 un important traité de sécurité engageant les deux pays à renforcer leurs consultations en matière de sécurité et à envisager des réponses conjointes aux menaces dans la région. Explication avec Patricia Meunier.
Un nouvel accord vient d'être signé vendredi dernier à Jakarta entre l'Australie et l'Indonésie. Ce traité de sécurité ouvre la voie à une coopération plus étroite et à l'établissement de nouvelles installations militaires dans l'archipel indonésien. Canberra cherche à renforcer sa puissance militaire dans la région Asie-Pacifique pour contrebalancer l'influence croissante de la Chine. De son côté, l'Indonésie conserve une politique plus neutre afin de ne pas froisser Beijing, qui constitue son principal partenaire commercial. Ce traité s'appuie sur un accord de défense bilatéral signé en 2024 qui prévoyait d'instaurer une coopération rapprochée entre les deux pays afin de contrer les menaces dans la région. Le Premier ministre australien Anthony Albanese a salué le nouveau pacte de sécurité conclu avec l'Indonésie. On l'écoute.
This agreement signals that Australia and Indonesia's relationship is stronger than it has ever been. The fact that we are signing this treaty today is testament to President Prabowo's strong leadership and his personal commitment to promoting security in our region and indeed around the world.
Le nouveau traité s'inspirera de l'accord entre l'Australie et l'Indonésie de 1995. Il évite notamment une obligation de défense mutuelle contraignante. Ces structures garantissent que le pacte demeure un processus de consultation plutôt qu'une obligation militaire stricte. On écoute les explications de Susanna Patton de l'Institut Lowy à Sydney.
There is still a very big difference between the way that Australia and Indonesia see the world, and this agreement doesn't fundamentally change that. And I think it's hard to argue that either country will really change the trajectory of its own foreign policy as a result of this treaty. So it's a welcome development, but perhaps not as significant as the term watershed, which the Prime Minister is using, would imply.
Tim Lindsay, professeur à l'Université de Melbourne et expert reconnu en droit indonésien, considère que l'augmentation des visites australiennes en Indonésie est un signe positif. En revanche, il rappelle que le style de leadership du président actuel, Prabowo Subianto, rappelle celui de Suharto.
The current crackdown on democracy activists and civil society in Indonesia by the government of Prabowo Subianto is much more concerning for Australia, if not in the immediate present, certainly in the longer term. After riots in August last year responding to the misconduct of politicians and police brutality, riots emerged. A crackdown followed in which thousands were arrested, some disappearances took place, torture has been alleged, and now hundreds of democracy activists face trial. President Prabowo has blamed these riots both on activists but also on covert foreign interference. He's described the activists as foreign lackeys and spoken of shadowy foreign forces who he claims are manipulating these activists who he describes as traitors and terrorists.
C'est la cinquième visite d'Anthony Albanese en Indonésie depuis qu'il est devenu Premier ministre en 2022.
Vous écoutez le français sur Radio SBS.
Aimez, partagez, commentez. Suivez-nous sur facebook.com/sbsfrench.
Psst.
starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.